You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are speaking with Sarah Lajeunesse, a lifestyle and wellness coach that helps guide women out of stress, overwhelm, and uncertainty and into the lives they absolutely adore. Ladies, you're going to love this. And Sarah, we welcome you to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I am so excited to be here.
Well, we're most pleased to have you with us, and thanks for taking out a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us. So for starters, Sarah, what made you leave the corporate world to become a life coach?
So just kind of backtracking a bit on my story, I worked about over a decade towards a career in the sports marketing industry, and I worked with various professional football organizations across Canada. And, you know, steadily was working my way up in the industry. And, you know, I really lived my life, to be honest, kind of from a selfish standpoint, where I did whatever it took, just focusing on my career. And that was really the only measurement of success in my life, was the success of my career. So, by the age of 25, I was interviewing with various professional teams. I was awarded a top five under 25 to watch in the sports industry across Canada. You know, by my own definition of success, I should have been the happiest camper around, but I was so focused and driven on it, I allowed myself to kind of get caught up into 70-hour work weeks. And the better I did, the more I took on. And then my health and wellness started to deteriorate, and my relationships and my spare time and things that I enjoyed doing, I really put on the back burner just so I could focus on my career. And I think that's quite common for women, especially in a male dominated industry. And before you know it, I started to suffer from depression, chronic fatigue and stress, and eventually multiple and severe anxiety attacks. And kind of the breaking point was one anxiety attack eventually led me to collapsing in the middle of a yoga change room floor or a studio, and then running to the change room where I collapsed on the floor and started vomiting and shaking and sobbing uncontrollably. And, you know, at that point in my life, I was 25 or 26, and, you know, washcloths were being dabbed on my face, and the yoga instructor was wrapping me in a yoga towel. And all I kept thinking to myself was, I was driving myself into a state of depression and exhaustion, and just, you know, I was completely miserable, all for a career and a lifestyle that really lacked meaning and importance and excitement and passion for me. So that was really what made me leave and really start to reevaluate my life and to see what actually really lit me up and excited me on a day-to-day basis.
Certainly an eye-opening experience, I am sure, and I can hear the message loud and clear. What do you love most about what you do now?
And that was kind of an interesting story. I got, once I got out of that kind of corporate career, I really focused on my health and wellness and really started to make time to prioritize my self-care. And I learned how to say no to things that didn't excite me. And I learned to start giving myself permission, to say yes to the things that did. And I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason and the right things come into our lives when we're ready. And when I was at a yoga convention out in Toronto, I stumbled across a life coaching company, and they were promoting their program, and my whole body just lit up, and I knew that this was what I was meant to do. And when I was feeling lost and kind of paralyzed with anxiety and just really not sure how I was spending the rest of my life and feeling like I was caught in a hamster wheel and not going anywhere and not really enjoying the precious days that I had. I didn't have someone to help guide me out of that spot. And so I knew at that moment that I wanted to provide that safe and supportive and judgment-free environment for other women who feel extremely exhausted and overwhelmed and lost, and really just want to create a lifestyle or a business or, you know, better relationships, whatever that ideal life looks like to them, but they just don't know how to get started and they just need a little help and support and guidance to get there.
At this point, what is the most important lesson that you've learned in your life to date?
I have a couple ones, and I think just from my own experience is when I was focusing on all things career and I was very career driven, my own self-care and just how I felt about myself and my confidence level, you know, that just didn't exist. And I think the biggest realization was once I started to make time to care for and love myself from the inside out, then everything else started to fall into place and the right opportunities presented itself and the right people came into my life and the wrong people left. And so one of my, I think the most important lesson that I learned and something that I really work on with my clients is we focus on yourself first, because only when you learn how to care for and truly love yourself are you able to show up on a day-to-day basis in your life, in your business, in your career, in your relationships with your partner, as your best and fullest self.
Today, we're joined by Sarah Lajeunesse, a lifestyle and wellness coach that helps guide women out of stress, overwhelm, and uncertainty, and into lives they absolutely adore here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Sarah, what types of clients do you work with, or who is attracted most to your message?
I have actually noticed kind of a theme amongst the women or clients that are attracted to my message, and very similar to me, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a corporate career where they feel like they're not living an authentic life, but there is something that's kind of blocking them and holding them back and you know, making them feel like lost or that they lack the confidence to really move forward. And when clients come to me, I notice that the distinct difference is that they're ready to do whatever it takes to make that change and to finally move forward in their life once and for all. And, you know, I tell all my clients, I will have you step out of your comfort zone. Things will get uncomfortable. You'll have to have, you know, difficult decisions with people. You'll have to really start working and doing a lot of work on yourself. And I also tell them I know them typically better than, you know, anyone else in their life. And what I learn about each one is that, you know, they have things from the past. They have shame and guilt and embarrassment and all sorts of things that prevent them from moving forward or feeling like they're deserving or worthy of living the life that they want. And really, they just want to feel supported in that supportive and non-judge or that judgment-free environment that I spoke about.
And you help people overcome fear. How do you help your clients to do this?
So I have a very contrarian and very non-traditional approach to coaching, and something that we were really taught was, you know, as a coach, we work with people only when they have healed from past trauma and that they're ready to move forward in their lives. And I had a really difficult time with believing that, because I feel if someone is stuck in their life, it's because something has happened in the past to create those limiting beliefs about who they are and what they can achieve. So the very contrarian approach that I speak of is the first thing I have all of my clients do is really make amends with their past. And whether it's difficult discussions, I've had, you know, people apologize to people that they've hurt in the past, return things that they've stolen, apologize to people that they've offended or bullied, you know, in elementary school. So something that they thought was quite insignificant, they don't realize at a subconscious level, we associate those behaviors with the person that we are and our identity. So, you know, if we steal something, we consider ourselves a thief and we should be trusted and we're a bad person. If we insulted a friend, you know, we're a bad friend. we aren't deserving of good, honest, and trustworthy relationships. So I have them dive deep and kind of make amends. And at that point, you see that kind of almost like a weight has been lifted off their shoulder, as if, okay, I can actually release that now and move forward and feel like I'm, again, deserving and worthy of moving forward towards the brighter future that I want.
Certainly got to come away every day feeling good about helping people improve the quality of their lives in many regards. Lastly, what's the secret to creating a life that you love?
I love this question, and I know it varies for everyone, but for me, it's all about giving yourself permission to be authentically you. And I think the word authentic is such a buzzword these days, and everyone's told to be themselves and embrace their true self. And no one actually knows, or a lot of people aren't quite sure what that is. And so, you know, the majority of my clients come to me and they're worried about things that they say, or worried if they hurt someone's feelings, and they're anxious or stressed about certain conversations they have or decisions that they made in the workplace. And so being authentic is really just about embracing who you are through, like I said, making amends, and most importantly, learning how to say no to the things that don't make you happy, and giving yourself permission to say yes to the things that do. So, you know, I tell my clients they get to know themselves at such a deeper level going through this process of personal development. You learn what you do like, what you don't like, that certain relationships no longer fit in your life or uplift and inspire you. The same thing for career, the same thing for hobbies. And so it is really just about learning what you actually enjoy. And through every decision, it's like you feel more empowered and confident and courageous to be yourself while you're moving forward.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you, Sarah, and certainly an inspiring story as well. On this program, we typically ask the one being interviewed, and if you could share with our listeners how one could put into action or practice today something that would help improve them in their health or to be more healthy and fit.
I have so many recommendations, but if I were to give one that really helped me, it is just to give yourself permission to say no. And something, you know, I speak about this at workshops or my events, and again with all my clients, and I think it's very common with females, especially people pleasers and people that feel like in order to be liked, they have to agree to things. If they're asked to go out in the evenings for drinks or for a meal, they say yes out of fear that they'll miss out, or out of fear that they'll be judged or criticized for not kind of going with the group. And in doing so, they limit their personal power, they limit their time to actually devote towards themselves. Whether it's recharging, refueling, doing things that they actually enjoy doing, or just relaxing. And I think that's really difficult to do in a very kind of fast paced and go, go, go society that we live in. So the biggest thing is just learn and give yourself permission to really do the things that you want and will benefit you moving forward. And I think in turn, and as a result, that just re-energizes you, and you learn to fall in love or back in love with your life and what you do on a day-to-day basis when you bring it back to only the things that you actually love to do.
So much that we can learn from your message here today, Sarah. We really appreciate it. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information about your services?
Yeah, so if anyone is interested, I actually offer a complimentary 30-minute clarity call, and it's just a chance for us to get to know each other. They can ask more questions about my services, kind of what a coaching series entails and how it would work for them. I also do blog posts and offer events and workshops in Canada. We're expanding on that. So they can head to my website at www.sarahlajeunesse.com.
Well, Sarah, certainly has been a joy to have had you with us today on the show. We certainly wish you continued success, and hopefully we can get you back here with another visit right here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Have yourself a good one.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're welcome. We've been speaking with Sarah Lajeunesse, a lifestyle and wellness coach that helps guide women out of stress, overwhelm, and uncertainty, and into the lives they absolutely adore. And for more information and for contact and to take advantage of this 30-minute complimentary clarity call, visit SarahLajeunesse.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.